Praise the Lord and greetings, brothers and sisters.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise God for the rains this morning, and the Lord has truly heard our prayer. And please turn with me to a small meditation as I bring from Isaiah chapter 44, verse 22 to 23. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 21. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee, thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord had done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth, break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest, for every tree therein, for the Lord had redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Loving gracious Father, thank you, Lord, for this beautiful morning you have given us. And thank you, Lord, for giving us this remembrance. But thou art the Lord who has redeemed us and created us for thy honor, for thy glory. And Father, help us as we meditate upon this word, you may strengthen our hearts and lift up our hearts to thee, that we may lift up thy name, because you're worthy to be praised. Yeah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we look at this portion, it sums up a couple of chapters which we read in Isaiah chapter 43 and 44. We know that book of Isaiah was written 700 years before Jesus came to this world. So we're looking around 2,700 years before as we read the scriptures. But it's so clear now then, because the Lord has done all this, what he has spoken here. Remember this, the Lord is bringing to remember, O Jacob, that thou art my servant, I have created thee. Firstly, just acknowledging that the Lord has created us. Why has he created us? 43 verse 7 says, book Isaiah chapter 43, 7 says, Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. God has created us for giving him his glory, honor, and this is one of the primary purpose the Lord has created us. The Lord also reminds us in this chapter that we are precious. We are so precious that he has paid a ransom. If you read verse 4 of Isaiah chapter 3, 4, verse 4, it says, since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, a people for thy life. Verse 3 said, I have given Egypt for ransom. Now, as I was just looking at this particular part of the portion, if you want to pay something precious to get, suppose you wanted to pay a ransom. You know, you see in television, if you go to some countries, some people kidnap you and you have to pay a ransom. It is such a hard, precious thing. You only do it if someone is so precious to you, you would give all that you have. You know what the Lord has given? He has given all that he had. The precious thing he had was his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus, he has given his only begotten Son, that he may have that sorrow, he may have that pain, and he may redeem me for these beautiful things he has created and beautiful gifts he has given. Heaven is a real place. The Bible says there will be no more tears, no more death, no more sorrow. And God has designed us for this purpose. And as we look at Isaiah chapter 44, verse 2 said, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgression, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, I have redeemed thee. We have failed. We have so much failed with God. that we had no access to God. Yesterday we, as a family, went to a beach, and we saw there was a clear sky when we went, and later in the afternoon you saw the clouds gathering on the sky. There were white clouds accumulating on the sky. And there was a clear sky, and as the cloud accumulated, I could not see the sun anymore. The sky, which was blue, was covered with the clouds. Here the word of God reminds us, the sins as cloud, the transgressions as a thick cloud, the earth between the earth and the heaven, the cloud is in the midst. Exactly that way, Isaiah 59:2 says, it is the sin which separates us from God. It was a sin which separated us from God. The wages of sin is death. I praise God, as Paul said in 2 Corinthians 7:10, that godly sorrow leads to repentance. Praise God for the godly sorrows we had at the time of our calling, which led to repentance for salvation, which we'll never regret. One of the call in this passage is, return to me. The Lord is calling his people, O Jacob, I have created thee. I created thee for thy glory. Who are we? We are just a servant. As we were singing the song of that song of Calvary, remembering how Jesus died, it demands my soul. It demands the love of the Master, demands my soul to be a living sacrifice to him. I will never forget thee, the Lord says. I have never forgotten thee. This, if you look at 43 and 44, one of the scriptures says in verse 43 says, Isaiah 43:23, thou hast not bought me the small cattle of the burnt offering, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. He that blotted out thy transgression for my own sake, and will not remember thy sins. The Lord is telling, what did we offer to Lord? We couldn't even offer, we failed so much that we made him weary to suffer. Though he created us for his glory, instead of giving glory, when we look back, we failed and we made him suffer. Jesus suffered because I failed. Jesus suffered because you failed. And he's putting back to remembrance. As you look at the other portion, it says God created the beautiful wood, trees, to give us, you know, build homes, give us good air. But what did the man do? If you read in verse 13 to 17, it said that he created an idol from the wood. It created an idol and it worshipped an idol. Verse 8 of 43 says, fear not, neither be afraid. Have I not told thee for that time, and I have declared, ye are even my witness. Is there a God beside me? Question mark. There is no God, I know not any. Man failed, making idols of the God which created. He became made an idol. But God still remembered his chosen ones. And God has redeemed us by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. As I was reading this passage, one thing struck me was, return to me. The Lord is calling. As Auntie was sharing, we go down many times. People backslide even in the walk of Christian life. The Lord reminds us that we are so precious that he has given his only beautiful son to suffer. We are so precious that he has given his best, and he'll never forsake thee. Psalmist said that like this in Psalm 118 verse 5. When I cried out in my distress, the Lord heard me. When I cried out in my distress, the Lord heard me. Most of you know that psalmist prayer, you know, Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God. When the Lord convicted him, this is the same thing happens. The Lord remembers thee when we come in that distress. And when we remember the Lord also remembers us. This is the link. And the Lord again calls us to remember him. Now as we finish, we can rejoice in this great salvation that he has called us to be his servant, his chosen vessel. And verse 23 says, sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth, break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein, for the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself. Praise God. And brothers and sisters, as one of the brother was saying, praying today, morning, that we have hope today. And heaven is a real place. And God has redeemed us through destruction and has delivered us, O Jacob, O Israel, O chosen one. Praise be to God.